the clouds drift right on by, and I'm puzzled by the questions in my mind. Because life is too short and we don't stay young, but we do grow old as the time moves on. Of these moments that we all have to hold on. Ooh yeah, now I say life is too short and we don't stay young, but we do grow old as the time moves on. These moments that we all have to hold on. Wake me up, sun. Wake me up, sun. When the morning comes, ooh yeah, now I say, wake me up, sun. Just wake me up, sun. Wake me up, sun. When the morning comes. These are the people that have to learn the hardest way. Well, some get shot and stabbed and killed, and some die at birth against their will. Said I wanna live to see one single day. Well, yeah, now I said, well, some people live their lives and just complain. But these are the people that have to learn the hardest way. Well, some get shot and stabbed and killed, and some die at birth against their will. I just wanna live to see one single day. Ooh yeah, and I say, wake me up, son. Ooh, wake me up, son. Ooh, wake me up, son. When the morning comes. Ooh yeah, now I say, wake me up, son. Ooh, wake me up, son. Ooh, wake me up, son. When the morning comes.
Hello again and welcome to PCP. It's me, Pete Kogel, with another hour of weird and wonderful music from all over the world. Starting with that particular track by a band called Natural Heights, who are based in California in the US. You can find them at reverbnation.com/Natural Heights with a track called Wake Me Up Sun, and all just called Wake Me Up, really. But Wake Me Up Sun, yes, I think the sun has woken me up today. It's rather a pleasant day here in Linfield. If I was waiting for my own son to wake me up, as in my sibling, it's a bit long to go. It's 10:47, it's a Saturday morning, and he's still in bed, and he'd probably be there for a little longer, but whatever. It is the weekend, let's put it that way. So I hope you've enjoyed that particular track. That was made available to me by IOTA PromoNet, one of the many resources we have here. I have 14 tracks of fantastic music for you, and I will get straight on to the next one. This is Falcon Punch by Raziel, who is from Rome in Italy.
together, Raziel.
I don't play stuff that you might call house on a regular basis, but I got that from house.net, so therefore I presume it is house. It is by Raziel, R-A-Z-I-H-E-L, soundcloud.com/Raziel, as well. I particularly got that one from. It's a free download called Falcon Punch. Rather enjoyed that. Played that in the week to myself and I thought, yep, that's going to go into PCP. So, how's your week been? Mine has been extremely busy. It has got busier at the end of the week, and yesterday I don't think I actually touched the ground. I was had about three different clients to see, various different things to attend to, and I don't know which way is up. And I've got some work to do after this, which is a bit of a shame, but hey, it's a beautiful day, and I've got work, and that's can't be a bad thing. Can't be a bad thing, not when you're self-employed anyway. So, yeah, it's been very interesting. I hope you've had a nice time too. And I hope you enjoy the music. So that was two tracks down. The third track was sent to me by the No Format label, noformat.net. They are based in France. And this particular track is from someone in France. Going back to using some samples. I can't remember the name of the guy now. The guy did the samples in the 50s in America. I'll find it out. This is by a guy called Nicholas Repak. And he's going to tell us about Bo, and Bo is a lumberjack. I don't think he wears suspenders and a bra, though.
He stood 7 feet tall and 5 feet wide. He had a beautiful woman standing by his side. She could swing an axe just as hard as he could. She used to run and help him chop all the house wood. Who? The mighty diddly. Mighty Bo Diddley, the mighty lumberjack. He had steel in his arms and he called it bone. He used muscles in his arms and he called them stone. Somebody said something about his bride. You know this cat was born to die. And a whizzing right hand sent this cat to his resting land. Timber, 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 timber. Now the breeze from his axe shook the trees and leaves fell upon the ground. Same wind stirred up the clouds and snow appeared on down. The mighty lumberjack. Timber they cry all day and all night. The mighty, mighty lumberjack.
Uh-huh.
Some of them prayed again. Have no fear, that's Bo's axe sucking wind. Mighty Bo Diddley. Mighty Lumberjack. A breeze. Don't have no fear, don't run away, because I'm still chopping trees, holly timber. I'll be hollering timber from now on. A mighty lumberjack.
And of course, the name I was trying to struggle for a bit earlier on was Alan Lomax, who went around America in the 50s and 60s collecting sound recordings, which become major influences on many, many people, capturing some of the music that had never been written down, especially the blues music and gospel music of the South of America. And as you can tell, I had some deep connection with that. Also talking about Bo Diddley. I don't know whether Bo actually ever was a lumberjack, but it's a good track and I rather enjoyed playing it for you, so I thought you did liked it too. That comes from an album which is called Black Box by Nicholas Repak, and you can find more about him at Facebook. It's got one of those long page names, so I'm not going to tell you what it is. You have to come over to PCP, petecogle.com, look up PCP 431, that's PCP hash 431 in your search, and you'll find out more about it. And you want to find out more about No Format, go to noformat.net. Another track from them coming up later in the show. Now, one of the things I forgot to do last week, I was sort of talking about how people were very nice to me and sending me kind regards, and everybody was really good, especially when it came to me and my father. And one person I forgot to mention was Cillian de Roest, who'd sent me some fantastic tracks, and I played one last week. It was by BTB, rather good track it was indeed, and that is now playing in the background for your ears. Well, listen. Marvellous bloody chat, marvellous, good stuff. Right, let's move on. This is from a new album, comes out from a pair of guys based out of Barcelona in Spain. Ishdub and Juan Cano, this is Bloody Dub.
Ancient warriors from a longer time. Mystic revelations on the cosmic. Thank you. Mystic Revelations on the Cosmic.
That was Ishdub and Juan Cano producing a track called Bloody Dub, which I thought was bloody marvellous, from an album from Eardream Music. You can find them at various different places, eardreammusic.bandcamp.com. It's a very artist album. That one's called Full Circle. We had a track from Dub Salon last week, which is also on that album. That has a track, as I said, it's called Bloody Dub. You can find more about them also at eardreammusic.com. Based out of Barcelona, at least I think that's where it was recorded, and I said bloody marvellous. So also I've had another communication, as it were, with various different people that listen to the show. It's always nice to people drop me a line, so if you do feel like dropping me a line, please do pete.kogel@gmail.com, or go look up the Facebook page. There's a Pete Kogel's Podcast Factory Facebook page. Now if you haven't seen it, go check it out. That's always nice. One of the people was ringing me, or not ringing me, but pinging me, was Alejandro Moran, and he is based in Honduras, and he was asking what is the track at the start of the show. And of course, those of you that have been around a bit longer will know that it was originally by a now defunct band called Grandation. There were two Grandation bands. There's one in America that survived a bit longer than this one. This was a 1980s band called Grandation, based in Leicester, which is where I went to university. And I picked up the 12-inch as they were playing. They were a support band for Linton Kwesi Johnson, a famous dub poet. I went to see him. I saw this band in support, and they were selling that particular 12-inch single, which I got. And it's always been a part of my life, and that's why it became the hit, as it were, the starting track of the show. I've messed around with it over the years, of course, but that's what you get. So there you go, and big thanks to Alejandro for making contact all the way from Honduras. We've got fans all over the place, isn't it? It's quite amazing, really. Not bad for a little village from London, from just south of London. It's about 30 miles south of London, called Linfield. Check it out on the map. Right, moving on. This is Manuel by Dis. I'm not sure if I've had some right pronunciation. They're from Zurich, Switzerland. It's D-E-E-S-S-E. The first of the E's has an acute accent. I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't care. Let's just play the music.
To die. All my
Take another stab at trying to spell that name's band, or pronounce that band name. I think it's Desse or Dace. Manuel is the type of that particular track. You can find them at Desse Music or DeseMusic.ch. That's DeseMusic.ch. Zurich, Switzerland, and I got that from AF Music, which of course is a German label, AF-Music.de. Good stuff. Right, next artist or band is a band called Kiwi, and I have in my hand, probably the first time in a long time actually, I've actually got a physical CD that's actually sent to me. Normally I get downloads these days, but somebody wanted to send me a physical CD, so I've got a promo copy from Kiwi, the band. The band's got the album's called On The Move. You can find them at Kiwi Roots Music. Let me just find the website exactly. I think it's Kiwi, yeah, kiwirootsmusic.com. And they are from full-length second album by Jersey City-based group Kiwi, a masterful and joyful celebration of reggae rhythms, soulful vocals, and blah, 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 blah. I just like it. It's very rootsy, and I don't play enough rootsy reggae, so pin back your goggles and cap a load of this.
So you stop for your you left behind. And a reflection can do wonders for your vanity. But you can take it by the head, or you can leave it up to me. Or you can find a way to wait until tomorrow. Don't you want to know? Yeah. Find a way to push it to the morrow. And another. Whoa. No, 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 no. Of your hell, and so you starve for your hunger and you bide over your time. Give a little bit for what you left behind. And a reflection can do wonders for your vanity. Yeah, well, you can take it by the head or you can leave it up to me.
Really, really good groove on that one. That was Kiwi. You can find them at kiwirootsmusic.com. Give a Little was the title of the track, from New Jersey and in the US, and I got that from Story Amp. If you never checked out Story Amp, please do. I'm not sure how much you can actually see and listen to yourself, but if you're a journalist, podcaster, or any other excuse me, blagger of great music and promoter of great music, then that's where you should be checking it out, because it's really, really good. Now the next track is from a couple of artists, Sound and Beats, which are supposed to be at soundcloud.com/soundandbeats, according to the website I got it from, which is Melodica, the Melodica Net Label, at melodicanetlabel.com, but they're not there anymore. So I'm just going to tell you who did the remix, which is called Chick, C-H-I-K. You can find him at soundcloud.com/CHIK1. This is the Chick remix of a track called Misty Hills, originally, as I said, by Sound and Beats. awesome stuff. Misty Hills, the Chick remix by Sound and Beats. Chick is from the Czech Republic and Sound and Beats are from Slovakia. So you can find out more about only one of them, of course, at soundcloud.com/chick1, C-H-I-K-1. Google over to the Melodica Net Label at melodica-netlabel.com to find out more. Excellent, excellent stuff. Right, I'm going to keep it moving with some completely different sounds. This is by a guy based in Yorkshire, in the UK, in England, from the Bloxonic record label. He's called Liam Stewart, and he's telling us all about his German army coat. German Army Coat by Liam Stewart, based out of Yorkshire. There was a time when German Army Coats were extremely popular, weren't they? I seem to remember that when I, in my youth. German Army Coats, jeans with lots of patches in, and everybody smelling of patchouli oil. It was funny actually, because I was up in Newcastle last weekend getting my father out of the care home where he was resting, and back home. So he's back home now. So all of those that wanted to know how he's doing rather well. He's back home. He's back to his usual self, which is rather nice. And I was in Newcastle, sort of wandering about, and somebody walked past. I'm not quite sure what they were wearing, but somebody walked past, and there was a tremendous smell of patchouli oil. Those of you that know what it smells like, it's musk. It's extremely strong, and it took me back. It took me back to probably the late 70s, sort of about 76 to 79, before I went to university at Newcastle City Hall, watching lots and lots of heavy metal bands and various bands. I also heard it say, I used to say, a bit like Ian Gillan bands, all the Deep Purple offshoots, Rainbow, Rush, all the sort of big heavy metal bands that were around at that time. Was that's what I was into, and I slowly was developing my musical taste into different things, but I hadn't quite got it sussed then. So I was in my big trench coat with my jeans and my patches and smelling of patchouli oil, and it just took me back. Oh, happy memories. In a strange sort of way. Anyway, so let's get back to the artist. So Liam Stewart himself can be found at liamstewart.me. M-E. The track was called German Army Coat. And as I said, you can get that from Block Sonic at blocksonic.com. B-L-O-C-S-O-N-I-C. Excellent resource. Check him out. Now, here's somebody I haven't played for a while. No, actually, I have never played this, but I thought this was Nakura Kid Records, but it's not. It's NKS International. I'm not quite sure if they're related or I'm just getting my facts mixed up. NKS International is a French label, at nksinternational.free.fr, but this artist is called Kokira, Kokira, based in Japan, with a track called Siberian Syndrome. How radical is that then?
We'll be right back.
should have warned you that was full on, shouldn't I? But you probably figured it out by now. A track about Siberia, performed by a Japanese artist on a French label. Cool. Siberian Syndrome is what it's called. You can find them at soundcloud.com/Kokira, C-O-A-K-I-R-A, from the NKS International record label, as I said. Now, another track from No Format. I played one earlier on by Nicholas Repak. That was the one with the various different samples from Alan Lomax. This one is a bit more straight down the line, from an artist in Mali called Balake Sissoko, and the track is called Kalata Diata. Thank you. bet that soothed your eardrums after the Siberian Syndrome earlier on. That was Kalata Diata by Balake Sissoko. He's actually got a Wikipedia page, so that tells you how good he is. B-A-L-L-A-K-E, with an acute accent. Sissoko, S-I-S-S-O-K-O. Find out more by going over to PeteKogel.com and look up PCPete-431, of course. From Mali, second one from No Format. Great label. Looking forward to some more coming from there, so thank you very much for sending it. NoFormat.net is that label. Of course, Mali is in the news at the moment because there is more fighting going on. The French have gone in, and I understand now the British have gone in to help. I don't know why we do this. I don't know why Britain goes in to, quote, help in places where help is not really required. Is it because they want to share the blame if something goes wrong? That's my jaundiced opinion. I just don't know enough about Mali to actually make a proper comment, but it just does worry me that sometimes messing about in third world business is usually an excuse for something else. Imperialism, oil, some sort of precious resource, I don't know, but I'm not going to say any more than that. I'm not sure, but all I know is that coming out of Mali, there's some fantastic music, and that was one of them. Right, next track is, this time we're going to South America, to Brazil, a track called Outra Era Outra Outro Tom, Outra Era Outro Tom, by Alagienau Alfru, Afrofuturista and D Solution, just out on Fresh Pulp.
Passou outra era, outro tom, novas emoções vivi, não sorri, critiquei, acordei.
So is that dub hop or is that hip step? I don't know what you can call it. It's wobbly. It's a bit of a mashup of hip hop and dubstep, and I quite like it. Alienachau, Afrofuturista, and D Solution from Brazil. You can find them at SoundCloud.com. Alien, what's his name? And SoundCloud.com D-Solution. If you want to find out Alien, what's his name's full details, then I suggest you pick up the show notes. Or head over to Fresh Pulp at fresh-pulp.net. Excellent label, always worth playing, always worth listening to. Any basshead would love them. If you're a basshead, get yourself over there. Now, here's a band that I just found out of from Brighton. They haven't got any gigs coming up, otherwise I'll be getting onto the phone to Mr. Grumbler. Who I shall be seeing tomorrow, actually. We'll have to see him in his new gaff. Anyway, I would be getting on the phone to him if they had a gig, because they are based in Brighton. They're called the Meow Meows, and they're bloody excellent. Check this out. It's called I'm on Fire, and that they are. That's the Meow Meows. You can find them at themeowmeows.com. Quite a big ska punk sort of band put together, and I'm looking forward to seeing them sometime in Brighton or nearby. I'll keep an eye on their website. Soundcloud.com is where you'll find them. Excellent. Now, here's a track. I mean, keep coming back to this one. I never got into playing it. Another one from the Blog Rebellion album, Rebellion, from Berlin in Germany. A man who I've actually met physically in the flesh, as it were. Ooh, it was a couple of years ago now. Sichmo Rauchermann, and a track called Madhouse Fun, brackets the Dr. Guzman Squeeze. Take it away, Sichmo. Love it. That was Sechmo. You can find him at soundcloud.com/Sechmo, SaeTChmo, from based in Berlin, in Germany, of course. Very famous for the Echo Chamber podcast, which streams and is also available live every couple of weeks, I think, for a couple of hours. Marvellous stuff. Check it out. He's really good. He's played some of my Angel Dust Records artists over the years as well, so he's a good lad. I love him. Madhouse Fun is the actual title to that track, the Dr. Guzman squeeze. Not quite sure what Dr. Guzman is or why he's squeezing something, but it's bloody marvelous stuff. Check it out at Blog Rebellion, which is blog.rebellion.info. Their first ever compilation album called Rebellion. Fantastic. Right, we've only got one track left, and I will play it now. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the show. I hope I haven't rabbited on too much and destroyed it for you. But if you are listening and you want to get in contact, then drop me a line. Tell me what you like about the show or what you hate about the show. Tell me what music you think I should play. All that sort of stuff. More than welcome and more than happy to have you be involved. And I'm not some sort of bloke up on a pedestal, you know. I'm not some sort of fantastic DJ that nobody can get close to. I'm just an ordinary bloke. I just love music. I like playing it. So get in touch. Why don't you? Leave you with one last track, then. This is Formidable Tides by an artist called Stasis. You can find him at gravitasrecordings.com /album/Stasis, or just go to gravitasrecordings.com and do a bit of a search. He's based in Denver, in Colorado, in the US. And as I said, this track is called Formidable Tides. I think this has been a formidable podcast, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Big thanks to anyone that did actually vote for me at the 2000 and it would have been the 2012 European Podcasting Awards. The voting has now closed. It goes up to the next stage, and as I've been a judge, I know what that next stage is. The top four from each category, from each country, go to a panel, and the panel vote, and they vote a number of votes based on various criteria, the quality, the engagement, all that sort of stuff, and then they make a choice. That person that gets the most votes in that particular category wins that category for that country, and I think they then pull the votes, and who gets the highest points wins it for all of Europe. And that's what happened to me at the end of 2010, the start of 2011, which is 2 years ago now. Whether it'll happen to me again, I don't know. I suspect not now. I suspect there's a lot more other podcasts out there that are going to be competing with people like me. But it was great to win, and good luck to whoever wins this year. We'll probably find out, I think, sometime in April. But until then, I will leave you with Formidable Tides by Stasis. See you soon, folks.